So what the board voted for tonight is to start taking bids to put in all new classrooms in the new Boston Elementary. The goal would be to put all new classrooms, hopefully save the gym that's there, although there's some questions from the architects whether that'd be viable or not. If it's not, then we would have to add some sort of physical activity room or gym of some sort there. And then once they're built, tear down the old three-story section.
The bids would basically, you would let them sometime later this year, I'm assuming, but like project timeline, is that's not probably been identified yet?
Not necessarily. It's something certainly that we want to get going. We've been working on buildings for 2 years now, and we have the funds that don't add taxpayer burden, and we're ready to go. So, and we've already taken those bonds and have those out, so we don't have to wait for a referendum or anything like that, so we can move forward. And I think the board, even though some of them may not agree with the decision we made, my hope is that everybody's going to come together and we're going to get this started. Hopefully, you know, be able to break ground, you know, as soon as possible. And the way that it's structured, you wouldn't, the students could still be going to school and not be affected very much.
And it just, I want to make sure I clarify. So it's still going to be a K-5 facility, and there'll still be a K-5 facility at Apollo.
Correct.
And then as far as the future then of the complete Joy facility, can you clarify then under this plan what happens there then?
Well, you're not gonna need the Joy facility for long term. Now, are we gonna need it for temporarily for different things? Quite possibly. So that, I mean, we have yet to determine exactly what that looks like. I mean, I have my own personal ideas, but obviously there's seven of us, and we need to try to come together and do what's best as we move forward.